following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm Colin Coward, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Oh, wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program today, it's Tuesday. That means we're going to talk football. Or Wednesday, we'll talk football. Or a week from next millennium. Coming up, Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. And Jim Langan, head football coach at SEM, going to join us in the second half of the program as our football playoff preview continues. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, it's all coming up. World Series, very competitive, very intriguing last night. Oh, hello? Hello, Tony? Tony, can you be the co-host? Oh, no?
You want me to talk?
Yeah. Where's Tony? Get Tony. He went. No, the other guy. Hello? Good thing we don't have to worry about bullpen phones.
They weren't ready to go.
And just horrible football last night.
Oh, was that bad or was that bad? But, Doug, you got to get things started today, and why not talk some Big Ten football? Because at this point in the season, you're 1-6 record. You're 1-6 record. You were very competitive with Southern Cal. Then you let one of the worst teams in the world, New Mexico State, beat you by 7.
But you got beat 69-0 this week by TCU.
Okay, so then you go to Miami, Ohio, 29-23. Okay, you take that as a win. You think and feel pretty good about yourself. Uh-oh, North Dakota State shows up and beats you by 13. Then the last three games, you take Michigan 58-0. Purdue's getting on a roll, though. They're getting hot against you. They put up 45, and you score 17. Nebraska could have named the score on Saturday, but you get out of there with a 41-14. So it's Tuesday after the Nebraska game. You're getting ready for Iowa, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Illinois. What do you do at Minnesota? Call Jerry Killen and say, Jerry, here, sign this. It's a 7-year deal. Let's add it on to the original deal. Yep, 7-year extension this morning for Jerry Kill. 7 years onto that contract. Goes through February 2018. Congratulations, Coach Kill. Fine effort. You're doing a great job. Well, of course, you spent half the year in the hospital this year, but hopefully you got all that straightened out. What is wrong with people? Obviously, He's a fine football coach. He won at Southern Illinois. He won at Northern Illinois. Now you come to the Big Ten. Don't you make him prove that he can win in the Big Ten? I think he'll complete this contract at Minnesota. I mean, obviously, unless an NFL job comes open because they'll want him there. That's obvious. What is the thought process at these places? I love Jerry Kill. Jerry Kill was great to us. But you're 1-6. You've been getting just killed lately. And this is the timing you do it?
They outscored the number 11 team in the country 14-7 in the second half Saturday. There's my counterpoint.
Great counterpoint. Maybe that's what they looked at. Maybe that was the one thing they could have found. I'm actually dumbfounded. When I mean, it's all over the place. Twitter's going crazy this morning because it's blowing up because actually our friend Dirk Chatlin tweets, is that a reward or a punishment? I thought that was kind of humorous.
Oh, man.
February of 2018, Jerry Kill. I'm not doubting he's a good, fine football coach and can do a lot of great things with young men. I'm just that the timing seems to be very strange to me. In 7 years, I don't know where they get 7 years.
Like he demanded that, right?
No,
they don't. Who gets a contract extension without getting through a year of work?
You know, was the original deal not outlined? Obviously, 7 years just, I don't, that's not a normal contract time. I mean, where do you come up with seven? Maybe that's his lucky number. I don't know.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you on the program today. Just give us a buzz, and we'll talk a little whatever you want to talk. Jerry Kill, Buzz Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You'll need the number for that today as well.
Now, I know that sometime this week we're going to hear from our Fighting Irish faithful out there. I know he's going to come flying at us because Michigan State was taken care of by Notre Dame 31-13. That is their lone loss on the season. And I know we're going to get an email saying that if Nebraska isn't up to snuff this weekend, that the Notre Dame would beat Nebraska 50-4. So I know it's coming. I know it's coming, and we're ready for that email. So send it to us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Well, as we do every Tuesday, we talk UNK and Hastings College football. And up first, it's time to chat with the head football coach of the UNK Lopers, Daryl Morris. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Glad to see you got back safe.
We did. We just got back about 20 minutes ago. It's a long way from there.
New Mexico Highlands and Western New Mexico gets to make a trip out here that I'm sure is about as much fun for them. Any highlights outside of the football game this weekend, Coach?
No, you know, I mean, we ran into the type of football team that we thought we were going to run into, very athletic, very gregarious, outspoken, like to tell you a lot of different things about life and, you know, maybe your family heritage and what type of mom she was and all that kind of stuff, but pretty much what we thought it would be.
Well, the big news. Oh, wait. Now, let's just put this in perspective. That should be the last time you ever have to make that trip. Any comments on that?
Well, yeah, and you know, good.
Coach, the good news is the first regional rankings are out. This is what matters. You are sitting number two. Are you surprised that you are sitting number two?
Probably a little bit surprised, but I will tell you that's a very delicate number two, obviously, for a lot of different reasons that we have to win every game to maintain that, and that's still not necessarily a done deal that we would stay at number two even if we won out and Pueblo wins out. So we're still going to end up fighting some of the reputation of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference when it comes down to push and shove. We're going to need some very strong voices for us in terms of, you know, the people on the ranking committee for the RMAC. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. But all we can do is take care of our part of it, and that's win the rest of our ball games.
I don't ever remember the RMAC being at the top.
No, I think we were ranked number two one time before, but I don't remember anybody ever being number one, and there's never been a time that I'm aware of in the history of the RMAC where they had the top two teams in the region.
Daryl, obviously the injuries have decimated this ball team, and I'm going to get to that before I'm going to take the negative side of things here with you today. Are we getting any help back offensively, especially?
Well, the trainers, I just had a conversation with Bill Murphy, our head trainer, and he did work out Adam Leinart this morning, and Adam got through that workout pretty well. Now you got to wait around about a day to see how the body responds to that work, but I have hope that he might be available. Rusty Dring is scheduled to have a workout also later today with the training staff. Wait the evening and the next day and see how that reacts, how his body reacts to that. We've lost Trevor Toteef, won't play. Matt Bowman is out, won't play anymore for a while. And Tommy Flanagan will not play this Saturday. There's some additional injuries that have occurred. That was a tough old ball game. That was a hard-hitting game. We sent four or five of their guys to the training room, and we had three or four guys with ice bags on them when they got on the bus. So it was a hard-hitting affair.
Well, Darryl, let me ask you about that. Is it just the opponent? Did you know that going in? I mean, we know football is a physical football game. What makes one game one week a lot tougher than one game the next?
Well, I think it's actually the season combined. I think it's just the ongoing process. It's getting to that time of the year where a lot of the kids are starting to get banged up. Dex Swigert's got hurt and got a bruised knee. Alex Pikrich has got a bruised knee, won't practice a whole lot this week. Nate Bryant, my guard, won't practice a whole lot this week. So it's just a combination of the week after week after week. No open date in our schedule. And this is a concern as a football staff. We can see, for example, the next year's MIAA schedule, 11 weeks in a row in that league. We're going to need a lot more depth than what we presently have to be able to get through that.
Daryl, offensively, the numbers for Jake probably as poor as they've ever been in his career. Injuries attribute a lot to that.
Absolutely. I mean, Jake, his personality. Jake is a guy who has a tremendous understanding of our offense, and he can tell you the routes and the depths and how they're supposed to be ran. And Jake doesn't have a lot of confidence right now. He's in what he has at the receiving core. He's a guy that he likes to get a couple guys as his go-to guys, and Tommy went out of the game, pretty early in the first quarter with a head injury and a concussion. And, I think Jake just struggled with trying to get on the same page with some of the younger receivers that we had in the ball game. Had no vertical threat in the ball game, had no ability to threaten them vertically. And I tell you what, those kids could run. So, once they figured that out, that they tightened things down quite a bit. And, we're still playing without Russ and Dring at tailback. The guys are doing a good job, but we're becoming a little bit more predictable, and we're becoming a little bit more one-dimensional offensively.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So I guess the obvious question, Daryl, is if they know what you're doing, what do you do to try and to change it up? What is your offensive
approach?
Well,
some of it has to be, to be honest with you, some of it's got to be smoke and mirrors to some degree. I mean, you have to kind of get them out of position with formations, maybe some motion, and we've just got to try to figure out the strengths of the guys that we're going to have playing this Saturday, for example. What do they do well? What can we win with them doing? And try to stay away from the parts of the offense that they don't have a great command of, because, we're having a lot of mistakes and with kids that are not exactly running the route the way it should be ran. They're dragging guys from the opposing team into other guys' routes and stuff like that. So, we just got to continue to work with these kids and try to get them up to speed, but we can't overcoach them. I mean, we can't call a game that they can't physically or mentally pull off. So we got to dumb it down a little bit, to be honest with you.
Without those offensive weapons, Daryl, doesn't winning that time of possession and keeping, I mean, obviously you want to do that, I guess, in every game. But with a big play offense, you switch it up and try and keep your offense on the field, having drives or not?
Well, I mean, we've had that conversation, but to some degree, the way we can help these guys is to tire out the opposing defense and make them play slower as the game goes on, and also try to keep them from being able to dial up their entire repertoire of blitzes and things that can confuse, and being able to roll the secondary and give them different looks. So the speed of the offense makes them play a little bit more vanilla, which allows the kids who are playing to be able to zero in on what they're looking at, and they're not having to diagnose a secondary as they're breaking into a route. So, you know, it's 6-1, half a dozen the other, to be actually, you know, to be honest.
Darryl Morris with us for another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 94 plays, and the defense still forced 6 turnovers. So we've seen it at all levels. For the fans that didn't know that, 94 plays, that's way too many. But we've seen it down the road at Lincoln. We've seen it at a variety of places. Sometimes the defense can step up and carry you through, or if the defense is banged up, vice versa. 4-6 turnovers, that's just insane, Coach.
That is, you know, and they did a great job, and they set us up. You know, we scored 28 points in the first quarter, and a couple of those were set up by the defense in their play. But, you know, hey, if we're going to continue to win, and we're going to, you know, probably not win the RMAC championship but get in the playoffs, we're going to do it with defense, and that was in the opening statement to this football team when I had my first total squad meeting, that the defense will win a championship for us. So it's not unheard of, and it is the way it does work. We're going to do what we can do offensively to try to stay on the field and score points, and the defense is going to have to play. And I tell them that every day. I can't help you. You're going to have to play.
Darryl Morris, Loper football coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, you know, this is a team coming in on Saturday. Should be a team you guys take care of in Western New Mexico. Your thoughts on them?
Well, they're improved, and I'm not saying that just because they're coming, but they are improved. You know, they've given some guys and some other teams a heck of a go. Shattern had them down 21-0. Mesa, they beat Mesa State. Mesa State turned the ball over a lot to them, but they've got some athletes. They've got a good quarterback who reminds me of Jake Spitzelberger, runs around, can get himself out of trouble, throws the ball on the run really well, throws the ball. I'd call him a slinger, so he'll sling it. They've got a nice little tailback that is very elusive and not real big, but he's a water bug. So I think they're doing some things offensively. You know, they are giving up some yards defensively. They are giving up some points defensively, and we're going to have to try to take advantage of that. I see our game plan as being what it is. We got to try to wear them down. We got to try to slow them up. We got to try to keep them from being able to dial up their blitz package. And then our defense is going to have to create some turnovers for us, and then we got to take advantage of them.
Finally, Coach, you just kind of survive and advance right now. You're not looking for style points, are you?
I don't give a crud about style points right now. You know, we got into a game the other day. We had a commanding lead, and we just needed to maintain it. We just needed to get out of the football game, get the clock going, and see if we couldn't, get some guys some reps and teach them a little bit of football as we went through the rest of the game. But we just needed to manage that thing and get out of it with a win.
Coach, last question, and this is for the fans out there. We've finally kind of got a grasp on this after all these years, but I want to go back. Fans are going to want to know, okay, I know we need to be so placed in the regional rankings to get in the playoffs. From what I'm understanding, Minnesota Duluth, they're set in third. St. Cloud State set in fifth. If Minnesota beats them, it's like an RPI. It's like a PowerPoint.
Right.
For the fans out there, just win the ball games you're in. Can you explain to them that you touched on it, that's not a solid two, but it's just a little bit different than some of the other Division I NAIA?
Well, it's a little bit different. I mean, what helped us was we got a fair number of power ranking points when Wayne State beat Duluth. Even though Wayne State has lost a couple games since then, at the time when they beat Duluth, Duluth was highly ranked, and they, you know, so you get points for that. Where you beat the team at home, on the road, what is their strength of schedule? Right now, I think we have the 14th highest schedule ranking in terms of Division II football, the toughest ranking, or the toughest schedule, I should say, 14th in the country. So, you know, that helps you a little bit. So it comes down to who you've played, who they've played, where they got beat, how bad they got beat, and what was their ranking, were they nationally ranked at the time, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and then it comes down to human stuff, too. There'll be some guys on the phone one night about midnight after the last game the season's played, and they'll start hashing it out, and some human judgment does come into play, and that's where the RMAC is going to have to stand up and fight for itself and say, look, our out-of-conference schedule is tough. We had a winning record as a conference against Lone Star teams, against MIAA teams, and you're going to have to give us credit for that.
Well, Coach, let's keep things going. Let's keep him out of the, as he said, as Coach has always said on this show, we got to keep him out of the doctor's office. So let's try and do that this week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Hey, great, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Don't forget, this week's game, 2 o'clock. They've moved that back, 2 o'clock. We know why that is. There's an 11 o'clock game in Lincoln, 2 o'clock game at Foster Field. So on your schedule, it's going to say 1, but it's actually kicking off at 2. And again, these regional rankings, when they came across yesterday, Tony, I was flabbergasted and shocked to see Pueblo and UNK 1 and 2. Not that they're not deserving of it. It's just that, as we've said before,
in the past,
the
it's RNAC never been.
No respect. It's never happened. It's never happened. Something else that's never happened. And we'll talk with Tony Harper here just after the break. The Hastings College women's basketball team, the NAIA top 25 basketball polls are out. Now, this is no surprise. They're not ranked in the top 25. They're picked 8th in the coaches. I'm talking with some of my gang, Eric and the gang over at the Trib, saying, you know what? They pick up last year's final standings. That's how they vote this year. We see that a lot. He goes, but here at this level, there's not a whole lot of investigation as to who's got what coming back and who might make a move. So that's not surprising. But the NAIA office only has the records back to 99. This is the first time the women haven't been in the top 25 in the preseason for Hastings College, a perennial power. And they have 1 and 2 in the country, by the way. Well, and basketball season starts next weekend for these teams. It's the first weekend in November. Let's play some basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. If the season's only 4 months long, let's make it 5 months long, I guess. So,
good Lord.
Doug, just getting back to the Loper deal for one more minute. You're looking up the, I'm looking at these stats, how they won this football game. Is beyond. I mean, you can go down. You can go down about everything you want to look at, from third down conversion, 3 of 16, 66 total yards passing, first downs 25 to 14. In
as Spitz was 5 for 22. Guys, we've talked about this, and this was evident.
10 penalties.
Yeah, they got out to the lead and were able to sit on the lead. And they shut out Highlands in the second half.
I may have to go up there this afternoon and help them. I think that would be a big help. No, I doubt it would.
Maybe they can lock the gates. We're going to be back with Tony Harper a whole lot more. We've got an email or two to get to. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Stay with us.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
Imagine sound so clear, you may think you're at a live performance. That's the sound of the Bose Wave Music System. David Novak, the gadget guy, calls it a marvel of technology. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing. And if you order by November 19th, you'll even receive a free Connect kit for iPod, a $99 value. Enjoy and control your music collection while your iPod recharges. The Wave Music System. 1-800-611-1640.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Joe Pelini puts his guys through a lot. The blood, the sweat, the tears. And that's just the sports writers. Every week you can meet and hear two of the best at Covering the Huskers. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com or Steve Sipple, columnist of the Lincoln Journal Star. Alternating weeks in Cunningham's Journal and Kearney at noon every Wednesday from here on out. Most weeks preceded by a live Doug and Daddy show at 11. Brought to you by Home Federal Savings Bank, the Midway Auto Dealerships, Graham Tire, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures around 63. Winds out of the northwest will increase to 15 to 25. Then tonight, there's a chance for showers late with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tom and Hastings fires into the Dent Popper inbox. Says, Daddy hit the nail on the head with his rant about Minnesota's coach Jerry Kill and what people are thinking. He goes, I was 12-2 in my short stint with junior high football. Maybe I could get at least 3 years with Minnesota. Secondly, what is Les Miles thinking reinstating players who smoked fake marijuana? Tom and Hastings.
You know what? He's probably, you know what, the SEC cheats so bad, he's probably looking at that as like a sub-minor infraction. Screw it. Get him back out of here. You know what Saban's doing down the road? I'm sure that's how that conversation started.
Okay, here's the updated news, by the way, on the Jerry Kill deal, Tony. He did not have a finalized contract. Okay, here's the story. Let's see if I can give you a little bit more. Coach Jerry Kill finally signed his contract, 7-year deal. That runs through 2017, finalized today. Kill was working since his hire last December under the terms of a 5-year agreement for 1.1 annually plus bonuses. The two sides were still working on legal language over the last few months, and then 2 years were added to the deal.
Why wouldn't they have been added? It got off to a great start. I'm just saying.
And Theo Epstein's with the Cubs. Will it make any difference? I don't know that we've ever brought this up. He's leaving the Red Sox.
Is that done now?
Yes. Press conference this morning.
Thank the Lord for Cub fans out there, because they couldn't even do that right, apparently, for 3 weeks or a month it took them.
Well, what do you think?
Well,
is it going to matter?
Well, yeah, I think it would matter huge. He's obviously the track record he's got. I mean, he's one of the wanted men in baseball. I mean, when you're looking around saying, who do I want to piece me together a team, you know, obviously the financial resources are, you know, they've got them behind them.
It just seems to me that Theo Epstein is not, out of over 100 years, that just doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to make this work. They still got to play better. I mean, yeah, you got to have good players, but wow.
Seems to me a wing basket for $5 is a pretty good deal. The chicken coop every Tuesday night. That's what they've got. 10 broiled wings, your choice of over a dozen wing flavors every Tuesday night. Get them hot, get them sweet. Jack Daniel's sauce happens to be my favorite. Honey Dijon, several other flavors for you. Only $5 every Tuesday at the chicken coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, not tonight, but tomorrow night, you got the World Series going on. You got all the highlights of the football going on.
There's college football every night now from the rest of the week.
I don't understand that, but that's another topic. But it's always on at the chicken coop. Plus, you know what? Maybe you're angry because your Keno numbers aren't coming in. You play that big buck hunter game. Bam, bam. Get a little anger out of you. Don't forget Wednesday's Big Burger Night, the Chicken Coop. They got great drink and food specials going on daily.
Well, you're getting ready for deer season, pheasant season, duck season, wabbit season.
Grand Island, they're waiting for you. They got their homestyle special. All you got to do is text 28444, enter PBA Coop. They'll shoot it to you every Monday morning, let you know what's going on for their lunch special.
It's brisket this week. Tony Harper joins us, the head football coach at Hastings College. Coach, was there really only 800 people at this game?
You know, when we started that game, I think that's reaching it. There was not very many people there. We had as many people in the stands as they did.
Wow, that is sad. Now, I mean, I can understand they lost their defensive coordinator and most of the student body. You know, most of their student body doesn't go to the games anymore. But they're the sixth-ranked team in the country. Anyway, Hastings comes out, takes the opening drive, 61 yards down the field against the number six team in the country. They're up 7-0. I'll have to give Mike Will credit. The coaches can always talk about the confidence, but Willie, who calls all your games, had a feeling that you guys might be able to do something special, and you did for a half.
You know, the kids really came out. They played hard. They weren't intimidated. They just came out and did what they had to do. And John Dostal led us down the field. Keenan Vlodge just hit some good holes. You know, Coach Westphal called a punt fake that was converted by Tyson Burrish again. So that first half was a good – that was a good half of football for us.
Tyson who? Mr. Do Everything.
Coach, obviously you get to halftime, and they're going to make adjustments. You're going to make – well, you probably don't want to make many adjustments. What was the talk at halftime?
Well, you know, we was talking as coaches right before we went into the locker room, and our guys were all fired up and jacked up, and we heard him yelling and hooting and hollering and getting excited. And, you know, I personally kind of got a little nervous there thinking like, well, fellas, this is what's supposed to happen. We went in there, we got them calmed down, says, guys, we just need to keep doing what we're doing. They're going to come out and make a few tweaks here and there, and they're going to shut down the middle of the field on their defense, and they're going to try and run that football in the second half. And they did those things. We just didn't answer and step up to the plate when we had to.
They get the ball to start the second half. They take it right away and score. Your offense just couldn't muster anything there in the third quarter. And in a hurry, they kind of took control of this game.
They really did, and you could feel it on the sidelines. You know, like you said, they went down there and they scored early on us. And, you know, coming into the game, and we were feeling very confident with our run defense. We had played pretty solid in the first half and throughout the first part of the season. And I think that kind of took a little bit of the air out of us and in our offense. You know, they were still able to move the ball a little bit, but then we had to punt. Then they scored again on a long drive against us, and they kind of had to tweak our offensive calls. You know, we had to start throwing the ball to get us back in the game and do some things like that. So, you know, we got to really step up to plate and shut down the run when somebody hits us in the mouth like that.
Well, you know, when you guys rush the football, you win. When you're unable to, you know, you're going to come up on the short thing. 34 yards is never going to cut it.
34 yards ain't going to cut it on offense. Giving up over 300 yards and a half is not going to cut it on defense. So, you know, we got to get some things cleaned up and get better.
Coach, their scoring plays seem to be bigger, Pat. I mean, not 70 yards, but they're 19, they're 24, they're 39-yard pass plays. Was the mix-ups in the defensive backfield, or were play fakes really good, getting your kids out of position, or what happened there?
You know, we didn't get misaligned. We were where we were supposed to be, and just one of our backers forgot to cover the tight end and was going down in the middle of the field. And that sometimes those things happen. They can't happen against the number six team in the nation, and hopefully we've got that cleaned up as coaches on Sunday. Now, the good thing is I coach those guys. The bad thing is I coach those guys, and with my guys. So, I'm as guilty as those guys, but that was it. On two of their big plays to the tight end, we didn't cover the guy. The other time, on their other big touchdown by the tight end, we just got out. We took a bad angle, and they threw the ball over our head. So we got some things to work on there.
Coach, what about your special teams? Both schools, UNK and Hastings, had a ways to go in that department this year. Do you see that improvement? I'm looking at Tyler's punt average, pretty darn good this week. How's that going overall?
You know, Coach Westphal and Coach Brown are doing a great job with our special teams. And, you know, we really changed a lot of our philosophy on that. And Tyler, the thing we got to keep remembering about Tyler is he came here as a fullback. He's been playing tight end. We threw him in some tailback a little bit, but he's been punting for us all this season. And every week his average per punt is getting pretty good. I mean, he's kicking into some good wins and things like that. He's doing a good job. And then we threw that other kid's name back there at kickoff return. I can't remember his name. I think it's Tyson Burrish, but he's doing a good job returning those things. And I think it's a credit to Coach Westphal and Coach Brown what they've done.
Okay, what's the feeling? Every time we've talked about Morningside or Sioux Falls, Coach, it's been narrowing the gap, narrowing the gap. After the game, it's never fun to lose, but when you and the coaches get together, talk about the game, do you feel like, hey, we're getting a lot closer than we were 3 years ago?
You know, yes, and here's what I'm going to say. There ain't no gap no more. We got to get better. We got to play smarter football. Coach Ryan has done a great job up there at Morningside. But what we got to start doing at Hastings College is we got to start worrying about ourselves and not concern ourselves who we are playing. And, you know, we're one play, two plays away, and that's what we got to continue to work on.
The Doan Tigers come rolling in on Saturday, 1 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Now, here is a program that has definitely closed the gap, and they've done it with coaches that have been on the Hastings staff, that have been on the UNK staff. Matt Franzen, the head coach, of course, the Mooring boys, they're part of the assistants. I can go down the list here. When you look at that...
I don't like any of them.
When you look at that, is Doan playing Hastings style of football, UNK style, or do they have a totally different look?
You know, what those two coaches, Coach Franz and Coach Mooring, have done, and they are both great guys, and I think the situation that they kind of inherited there a few years back, it just took a while to get it cleaned up, and those guys, those players are buying into what Coach Franz and Coach Mooring are doing. You know, they are throwing the ball around a little bit, which is part of that UNK stuff. Coach Franz, and he's always going to run the football because, you know, that's what the offensive line coaches like to do. He's got a better mix this year. And to be honest with you, he's got a lot of juniors and seniors. His kids are staying around. They're continuing to buy in the system. And, you know, the only bad thing I say about Coach Franz is he ain't got no hair. Other than that, he's doing a good job.
That goes for some of their staff, too. I'll tell you what. They're up to 17th this week in the country. What is the biggest concern Saturday for you?
That offense that they got is explosive. At any point in time, they can go, whether it's 40 yards, 50 yards, or 2 yards. They are an explosive offense. Defensively, they change it to a 3-5 or a stack defense, and Coach Bessler's doing a good job. They're faster than what they have been. They may not be as big, but they're faster. So we've got to hold on to the football. We have to be able to run the football. We got to get first downs. And defensively, when those kids catch the ball in the open field, we got to be in a position to make tackles. That's what the game's going to come down to on Saturday.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to work for it. We appreciate it. And, you know, at halftime I thought we were going to have Coach Brown on yesterday. It was that darn close. It was that close. But appreciate the effort, and let's get win number 5 and keep Matt working over there at Doan.
We'll definitely do that. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Again, this is to kind of keep your spot in the GPAC. The wheels are turning. The soup is being stirred. You're seeing some teams from the bottom starting to rise to the top. You're seeing the top starting to kind of boil down a little bit, getting broke down a little bit. They're not number one in the country, number two in the country anymore.
Well, 11, you know what? When's the last time against Morningside or Sioux Falls you had 11 play 61-yard drive? It's been an awful long time, I'm guessing. You know, go down to start the game especially, build your confidence, take 5 minutes off the clock. You keep their offense off the field. I think that's – say what you want. No one expected them to go over there and win other than that staff and those kids.
Well, and they played tough. Third quarter, they got outplayed. Bottom line, I think the coaches can say, well, right – you know, Morningside probably still right now overall has better talent, better players. There's nothing wrong with saying that. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Hastings, they're just trying to get better. And eventually they're going to get to that point. That's what it is with every football team.
It's process. It's process, Doug.
Well, not every football team. That's why they rank these teams. There are supposed to be 10 teams in the country that are in the top 10. If you're not in the top 10, you're not as good. You've got to win. You got to do better. That's what this is all about. And Hastings College is hanging right in there. So that's good to see. And we will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But first, I want to tell you that Stan has fired in. Hey, guys, just another observation on the Minnesota contract situation. Do you think it could be possible the reason they did not finalize Jerry Kill's contract was they were really hoping to get their first choice, Kevin Cosgrove? They're probably still paying off on that contract. That's pathetic. Thanks, Stan. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, SEM football coach Jimmy Langan. Well, you've got it all still to come on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. and 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down.
Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something.
For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures around 63. Winds out of the northwest will increase to 15 to 25. Then tonight, there's a chance for showers late with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. The Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. It's hassle-free pricing all the time on all of the vehicles on both the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram lot and the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac lot, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They work together to make you feel better about the deal that you get because it is the best deal. Come on the lot. They'll find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget, and you know what the price is right from the get-go because it's right there on the window on every one of the vehicles on both lots. Hassle-free, stress-free, Midway, it's a better way. Check them out today. ThinkMidway.com. It's the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You will not find a better deal anywhere in the area. Midway, hassle-free, it's a better way. ThinkMidway.com. Well, Daddy, the playoffs are underway, and I have to find out right now, you know, there's all of a sudden it's a rivalry. If they're not in the same district anymore, I think they're going to want to start the season off. In fact, I'm suggesting here, because Jim Langan is not only the head football coach, but the athletic director at SEM, I believe we start a high school football kickoff classic, and we make SEM Bertrand part of it because they keep upsetting each other. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, we can sure do that. If we can play, we can get a week 9 game in, or what do you want us to do there?
Well, we look, you know, I guess, and you're not the only one, but every once in a while, everybody thinks they've got everything figured out going into the playoffs, and then bam, there's a brick wall. You guys have been playing so good this year, and I know Bertrand's a good football team. Was that just a good football game last week?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good game. Bertrand's good. I mean, you know, remember, they're 7-1 the last two seasons. You know, when you go 14-2 over 2 years, you know, you better be ready to play when you play them.
Jim, obviously, you surprised them last year. You knew what you had this year. But you knew when everybody was favoring you guys, you thought, man on man, hey, Bertrand might be better than us this year, didn't you?
You know, I'm not you know, I guess I'm going to be real careful what I'll say there, but, you know, there's, I think sometimes maybe you had a false sense of security when we beat Loomis 34-7. You know, so when everybody looked at that score and looked at the Bertrand score. But, you know, Bertrand's battle-tested, and, you know, they beat a good Arapaho team, beat a good Curtis Medicine Valley team. You know, so, I mean, when they came in, I knew that it was going to be a really good game. And I think, you know, this year, when you look at the two teams, we were both 6-1. I don't know if it was such an upset as last year's game. You know, we had five starters. We lost off that team, and so did they. So I think it was, you know, just a whole new season here.
Jimmy, you were excited going into this year. You knew you had some playmakers, the majority of your offense coming back. I think you've got two All-State caliber kids in English and Line. They are two of the best football players we saw all year in Friday night action. We got to see you against Pleasanton, the heartbreaking loss, your first loss of the year that you had. Those two really get it done, though.
Yeah, you know, Dylan Line has thrown for over 1,000 yards. And Lance English has rushed for over 1,000 yards. And I think that that tells quite a bit about him right there. You know, Dylan Lyon also was a defensive back, and we moved him to linebacker this year. And, you know, I was a little afraid to do that because we lost him as a quarterback. You know, when you play linebacker, you have a tendency to take some shots there. But, you know, he's done a really good job at our linebacker position too.
Jim Langan, head football coach at SEMs, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue our playoff preview. They are the number six team in the West bracket in D2. They'll start off with Brady. Okay, let's go on the rest of the team here. Lance and Dylan, some people say, well, if we can slow them down, we're in pretty good shape, which you got to do. But how do you like the way the rest of the team has progressed throughout the year?
Well, our offensive line has done a really good job. We lost three starters off that: John O'Neill, Cy Barnes, Brandon Trampy, and Andre Gallegos, a kid by the junior by the name of Joe Harshberg, have really stepped up and helped our offensive line. And we had a new fullback, Calvin Frericks, and he's a blocking back out of there. Last year, we did have a good receiver, Austin Pierce, and he's had nine touchdown receptions this year, over 500 yards receiving. So, and then a Tyler Bowden, another kid that comes in, and you know he's kind of a dangerous threat, real quick, weighed about 130 pounds, but does some things for us to relieve a lot of things off Lance English.
How? One thing about watching Sumner play, Jim, you make it fun for the kids. There's a lot of trick plays. They got to be expecting anything at any time. The kids have a lot of fun with that at practice. Are you ever surprised at how fast they pick up some of that stuff?
Well, it's not as fast as you think sometimes, but to be real honest with you, we've spent a lot of time on some of that stuff. But, you know, lately people are starting to run these plays against us. You know, our own plays back at us, or we don't do a very good job of defending them. So we're going to have to start working on the other side of stopping some other people's trick plays.
Oh, the phone lines are lighting up. The emails are rolling in. Our ratings, I guess, on the Doug and Daddy Show shooting through the roof here. Tino and the boys in Grand Island say best of luck against Brady, Jim. And I guess let's take a look at them right now. What can you tell us about Brady?
Extremely big. You know, I feel like I'm taking on Wisconsin here a little bit with their size. You know, they've got a tight end that's 240, their center's 270, and they've got a good offensive lineman, it's team captain, that weighs 265. So they are big up front, and we're not used to seeing that at all.
Obviously, Jim, when the brackets are out, you get a hold of coaches. Coaches talk to you. What did you think about your side of the bracket?
Well, we avoided Sargent. Let's be real honest about that. Everybody was looking at that. And if you sign, you want to get away from Sargent. And, you know, so that was the main thing you looked at. I mean, if you're going to try to win the thing, and that's what we're going to try to do, we're going to try to go as far as we can possibly go. And I know politically correct, we need to say we got to beat Brady. You know, but hey, after that, it's Bertrand, and that's a team that we think we can compete against. We can play Loomis, St. Mary's winner possibly on that other thing. And then you hope for really some really bad weather.
Oh, he's been around. He's seen most of it. Jim Langan, the head football coach at SEM, with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show in D2. You know, it's just there's a lot of quality teams. And I get the feeling, Jim, that everybody, the coaches, the community, the kids, there's just a different feeling going into the playoffs. You didn't just get in. You didn't have to win the last week to get in. You're 6-2. You're playing at home.
Yeah, you know, we were in the playoffs, you know, a while back. It would have been nice to win last week. We did not, and I don't think we deserved to win. You know, we had some turnovers. We lost that turnover margin 3-0 in the first half, and really Bertrand came out and really pounded it to us. So, you know, I don't know why I'm so excited about getting another shot at Bertrand if we beat Brady even. But, you know, to be real honest with you, well, we're excited. We're hosting a home field, and we think we can compete with people, you know, in our bracket for a ways.
Well, and you look back, it's been since 1993 since SEM has won a playoff game, and one of the reasons is because they have to keep going on the road, and another one of the reasons is when you go on the road, you're probably playing, statistic-wise, a better football team. Mullen last year, Hayes Center the two previous years when they were making runs to the state finals and the state semifinals, Sargent the two. I mean, you're talking about teams that were at the top of their school's play during the time that that you guys had to play them, and I don't think that's the case for Brady. Two teams that just a handful of years ago weren't thinking about playoffs, and SEM and Brady are battling at 6-2. Jimmy, you and your coaching staff have done a great job over there.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys covering us. You guys do a great job for high school sports, too. Without this program and stuff, we don't really get to talk much about it. I really appreciate you having us on and getting SEM some publicity here.
I'd really appreciate you giving me some junior high basketball games up there.
Yep, but you and I are going to be reffing them.
And I could use a Breeders' Cup tip, but we'll talk about that later, Jimmy. Hey, let's get the job done on the football field, and we wish you guys the best of luck Thursday night.
Hey, thank you so much.
Take care. It's Jim Langan, head football coach. And, of course, everybody knows Jimmy if you're anywhere around sports from all the officiating he's done. And, of course, being the athletic director, he's always in the gym or on the field somewhere. Brady at SEM, 7 o'clock. And I believe our friends up at Broken Bow will have that on their radio station. I have no problem talking about that at this time of the year because there's only so many games that we can all be to. And I want everybody to know where they can find their games. PlatteRiverPreps.com, our website, all the games we broadcast in the Kearney-Hastings area, you can listen to them on the web. You can find out information about all of your teams. Yes, it's football playoff time. Volleyball gets going. Recap from state cross country. It's all right there. PlatteRiverPreps.com. SEM, they're a fun team.
Yeah, they're a fun
and
team.
They're good. They're good. You know what? They're not a snicker fun team. They're a fun team, hard-working team as always, and they're having a little more success this year.
Yeah, and I love that. You get down to the end and hope for some bad weather. Get that ball real wet, and it rolls around and bounces off some people, and hopefully it bounces our way.
I know Ricky Wessel and the boys don't want bad weather now that they went to a passing offense over there.
Yeah.
So there's some good teams, and it's all the way from A down to D2. And let's talk about where everybody's going to be in just a moment. But Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, and all of our friends on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by BK, new BK Minis, chicken or burgers. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. You can also find BK on Facebook, /BK North, and stop by their locations in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
I got 16 of them. I only had to pay for 8.
Man, your mama's proud. Back after this.
I'm Colin Coward, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief, without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Youth basketball is just right around the corner, and what better place than the Kearney Family YMCA to learn and play the game?
We invite all boys and girls ages 6 through 12 to come and play with us on Saturday mornings starting October 29th through December 17th. For more information, visit our website at carneyymca.org or call us at 308-237-9622. At Kearney Family YMCA está teniendo un programa de basketball para niños y niñas edad 6 a 12. Los invitamos a aprender y jugar el partido de basketball cada sábado comenzando el 29 de octubre hasta el 17 de diciembre. Para más información, llámenos a 308-237-9622 o visite nuestra página web carneyymca.org. For more information, visit our website at carneyymca.org or call us at 308-237-9622.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City Storm is home against Youngstown on Friday and travel to Des Moines on Saturday. Face-off at 7:05. The Nebraska football team will host Michigan State Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN. The UNK football team will host Western New Mexico Saturday at 1, and Hastings College will host Doan Saturday at 1 on 12:30 KHAS. In volleyball, Nebraska begins the second half of the Big Ten schedule at Ohio State Friday and at defending national champion Penn State on Saturday. The UNK volleyball team wraps up a six-game homestand Tuesday night against UNO at 7, then travels to nationally ranked Regis Friday and Metro State Saturday. Hastings volleyball will host Nebraska Wesleyan Wednesday and Northwestern on Saturday. In soccer, UNK hosts Colorado Springs Thursday at 7 and Adams State Sunday at 1. Hastings soccer teams will be at Nebraska Wesleyan Tuesday and at Dort Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures around 63. Winds out of the northwest will increase to 15 to 25. Then tonight, there's a chance for showers late with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Husker Lunch tomorrow. We'll be live at Cunningham's Journal. Mike and the gang will be there. Come in, enjoy lunch tomorrow. We'll have the show from 11 to 12. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be on hand. A little Sip, I think, is getting more opinionated. We've brought him in to more than just the paper world, where he's sitting there at 11 o'clock at night and just kicking ass, as he's done for years covering the Huskers. But he's, I think, and this sometime when we're off air and get to socialize with Steve a little bit, I think he's liking this. He's I think he's actually learning more, getting more knowledge, getting more and getting a chance to share more of it. And I'm looking forward to having Sip in tomorrow to see what he thinks, because I still think on the back burner, I don't know what this team is. Everybody thinks Michigan State's better than Nebraska right now, and I don't know. We're going to find out Saturday. So Sip's there tomorrow. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report to take an overall look at the state football playoff brackets. Rick Squires, Loper Link, UNK softball or volleyball tomorrow. They host UNO tonight, 7 o'clock, and then they go off to see the number 10 and 25 ranked Metro and Regis on the road this weekend. Also tomorrow.
Yeah, Paul Conan-Dyke is set to join us. He's from Spartan Magazine. Give us a Michigan State preview. More Michigan State talk. One of the analysts for Michigan State Radio, Jim Miller. Yes, Jim Miller, that used to quarterback in Michigan State, went on to quarterback for the Chicago Bears, I think is where most people would remember him. I believe the Falcons for a little bit as well. Got hurt, got knocked out of the NFL because of injuries. Basically, he is set to join us later in the week as well. He does some stuff for the Bears. So on Sundays, he's a pro guy. On Saturdays, he's a college guy.
He's like Charles Davis.
You know what? It's going to be awesome because I got a lot of pro football questions for him.
And we'll talk with Tom Dinehart of the Big Ten Network Friday on the show. We'll be right in between football playoff games, so Friday's going to be jam-packed as well. So a lot coming up this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. But right now, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Give us a call. Studio line is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be on the program today, we'll throw some questions your way. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Chris.
Chris, you want pro football or NFL football? Oh, that would have been an easy one. You want pro?
Let's go NFL.
You want pro or college?
College.
College?
You betcha.
Go ahead, Daddy.
I'm going to go really tough on you here, so I hope you know a little Husker football history. Okay?
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, yesterday, Levante David was among 12 semifinalists for the Butkus Award. All right, Trev Alberts was our Butkus Award winner. He's the only one that's ever won it. The last semifinalist was DeMario Williams. We had one other semifinalist. Who was that?
Grant Wistrom, I don't know.
That's a great guess, but it's incorrect.
Try back. Got more questions. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
Would you like a college football or NFL football?
College.
Daddy?
I'm going to ask you that same question, John. Who was the lone other semifinalist for the Butkus Award? We've had four of them. Levante David, DeMario Williams, and the winner, Trev Alberts. Who is the other one?
I'd have to say Barrett
Root. Is incorrect.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Joe from Kearney.
Joe, do you want high school, college, or NFL football?
College.
Daddy, they love the college. They're waiting for it. I thought you had two or three, no?
No, I'm going back to that. I think this is a good question. The Butkus, you've heard the question. Levante David, DeMario Williams, Trev Alberts, of course, won the Butkus Award. Who was our other semifinalist?
And last guy, he guessed Rude, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. When did Butkus Award start?
I was going to say 16 years.
No, I got that. Hold on. See, I thought I had it. Maybe I don't. Sorry. 27th. This is the 27th.
Ed Stewart.
Oh, my. Did you look that up?
No. I just shot from the hip.
Damn, because I wanted to do my question.
Okay.
I'm saving it for next week. No, I'm not ruining it. I'm not ruining it. It's a great question, and I'm saving it. We might have Troutman's Wednesday trivia. You never know. Hey, hold on to the line. You are correct, and Merritt will get you hooked up. Thanks for calling, man. Ed Stewart.
Ed Stewart was the other one.
Director of officials and big time in the Big 12 office now.
Yeah. Still there. Somebody else is not there. Oh, that's Dan Beebe.
They still have offices?
They do. Hey, they're pleading with Missouri to stay in the conference. Maybe adding West Virginia.
Who cares? Who cares? Yeah, bring in West Virginia. What do they bring to the table?
Hillbillies.
They bring that backstabbing football coach and that cheating basketball coach. That's what they bring. Good get, Big 12. Good get. How's their baseball program? How's their academics? Wow, maybe get a free roll of Copenhagen out of there.
And a banjo. Hey,
Timmy Hightower out for the season for Washington might mean more playing time for Roy Helu.
Yeah,
of course, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire to answer all your fantasy football questions Thursday.
Of course, if you play him, Shanahan will screw you some way. Santana Moss also gone, so maybe more playing time for Niles Paul as well, who had a couple catches, by the way, the other day. A
lot of high school volleyball tonight. The final full night of the regular season with sub-districts beginning Monday. I'll be in Pleasanton for their triangular starting at 5:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. We want to thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, along with Jim Langan, head football coach at SEM, for joining us. Husker lunch tomorrow. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. Also tomorrow, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We'll be talking with Paul Conendike about Michigan State. We'll talk with Rick Squires about UNK volleyball. Whew. And it's a special program because from 12 to 1, Sip talks and answers all your Husker football questions, Daddy.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!